Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Michael, and let's get started. On today's episode, we are going to talk about the development of taxes collection in the sub-Saharan Africa. And I will take my country, Ghana, to start with, and also take the other states in the ECOWAS sub-region. The tax collection system in Ghana about 5 years or 6 years ago was not very effective, and everything was manual. I mean, like everything was paper procedure, and it took a long time, and people used to bypass taxes, PIT, and PAYE, and cumulative income taxes, and so many on. So there was just a release about an initiative that was brought out by the government of Ghana in the current administration of His Excellency Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo to inaugurate the online digital system that will enable all Ghanaian or every single Ghanaian to pay his or her taxes. And the most shocking result that came out was so amazing that in the long run, if you take the Ghana administrative regions into consideration, we may see that the Greater Accra region, that's the regional capital of Ghana, in its region has the most concentrating payment of taxes. If you take Ghana in the percentage form, we can say that the Greater Accra region were paying their taxes around 90%. So what was the other regions doing? Because there was no surveillance, there was no evaluation going on in other region, and the main focus was in the Greater Accra or the regional capital. So recently there was this initiative that all identification cards, that is the national ID card of the government of Ghana, or the Ghana ID, they are going to use the numeration code or the identification code as the tax number and also as the SNIT number. So those who haven't paid their taxes, when they realize that this was the effort made by the government of Ghana to establish this connection, the linkage between the Ghanaian ID card system and also the payment of taxes in Ghana, they quickly shift their attention to register only with the TIN number or the TIN number or the tax identification number in order to bypass the linkage between the ID cards and the TIN number. So it's just a nice initiative, and recently we have been introduced to the digital transformation in the tax paying system, and soon in Ghana everything is going to be online. Whether you're going to pay your taxes, whether you're going to pay flight charges, from airline ticket to visa processing, everything is going to be online gradually. Currently they are now working on the tax system, because to be very frank with you, after during this pandemic, the whole world was in shock, and most countries were out of money, so they had to form in funding or country funding to support their citizens. So tax paying is everyone's responsibility, and all those who default taxes in their businesses, I've seen some being closed down and some giving huge penalties which they can't pay. If you give them even 5 years of their profit in their workplace, it can't pay that money. So that is a major tactical strategy that the government of Ghana is undertaking, and a time is coming all identification card, whether registered in the revenue authority or not, will be automatically the tax identification number. And looking at Ghana's mobile money payment system, which we normally call MoMo, has come to help really a lot. I have been one of the beneficiaries, and I can tell you that Ghanaians in the sub-Saharan Africa, we normally like self-banking. Self-banking, normally the locals in sub-Saharan Africa do not prefer going to the banks because some do not understand the kind of hefty words that are being used to explain things to them. They are not currently, and they are not quietly frank with it, and they get confused with these terms or this banking terms. So normally we don't go on this huge statement with them. We come down to the local level, explain everything to them, then they get their comprehension. So that's how it is, and we are going to also talk a little bit further about how a business in Ghana is being registered. So probably if you have any idea of coming to open a business in Ghana, these are the legal procedures that you're supposed to know. But not to worry about that. We're going to talk about what value added taxes and also the current threshold that your business needs to meet before opening a business in Ghana, and also the procedure. So let's get started and see what is value added tax. So as we are currently telling you, value added tax is a charged tax or paid tax on purchase or supply of goods and services, and it is charged at various stages. So for example, when goods are manufactured, distributed or imported into the country, we can deduct some tax from that, and only businesses registered to charge VAT are allowed to change the tax. So sorry, the word was charge, not change. So this current is trying to say that taxes, that value added tax is just a simple tax that is being placed on goods and services that are being manufactured and purchased in the country. So let's come to the Ghanaian VAT threshold that any business is required to pay tax, or VAT, value added tax. Now you need to register before you can charge VAT, and if you're a retailer and your taxable supplies within the 12-month period is more than 200,000 Ghana cedis or more, then you are supposed to file your taxes. Or if you don't file your taxes, we may deem you as operating illegally in the country. And you know, when the law gets you, no matter the amount of words you say, it cannot save you. So just keep in mind. And a certain group of people also will need to register, even though their businesses is worth less or below 200,000 Ghana cedis a year or a month. And these are the promoters of public entertainment, auctioneers, and national, regional, or local and other authorities or bodies. So even though if your tax, your revenue or income does not exceed 200,000 Ghana cedis, you are still obliged to pay taxes. So that was it, and that was how when the meaning of taxes and also the VAT threshold. Now let's come to the procedures that anyone or any business firm needs to undergo before be a legally owned business to pay value added tax in Ghana. So let's get started. Now, talking about the VAT registration, it differs from every country's own. So I'm in Ghana, so I'm going to give you the basic rules and principles and the procedures that each and everyone is supposed to follow in order to register his or a value added tax registration. So in order to be registered or for the VAT, you need to be within the acceptable VAT threshold. That's for Ghana, and you must satisfy the volume requirement. And it's very important because you must have a permanent place of
business residence, and also you must meet the VAT threshold for registration. Not so, you must deal in taxable goods, that is good that attract tax, and furthermore obtain a taxpayer identification number, what we call the TIN, TIN, taxpayer identification number. And from there, these are the prerequisites that you are supposed to know. So from there, you fill a VAT registration form, then you attach the copies of your business registration. Then you later submit all these documents, including the VAT registration forms, at the nearest domestic tax revenue division office. It will be nearer to you. And in Ghana, we have regional and township tax revenue commission in around the whole country, so you can get a nearer tax division be beside you and go and do your registration. Then after all this process, then a VAT certificate would then be generated to show that you have been registered to be a tax income payer, or the value added tax income payer. So these are the legal procedures that you're supposed to follow in Ghana if you want to pay your taxes. And you after that, you receive a receipt, or you'll be generated, or you'll be required to purchase a VAT invoice after registration. So after all this, you're supposed to pay something to acknowledge your the commencement date of your value added tax schedule. So this is how it is, and we are going to end the next time. We are going to talk about how do you call it, how businesses charge their VATs, and also how also businesses also do their VAT invoice. So put it in down today. It's just a brief episode for all listeners and anyone out there. If you have a business and you are in a certain jurisdiction in this world, you're supposed to know the procedures and register your business, which is very, very important. I'm in Ghana, and I've released out the procedures that the government really need in order for a business to be legally starting in Ghana, or to commence in Ghana. So guys, have a nice day, and we are shutting down.